On the campus of the University of Arkansas for Medical Sciences. Up on the fifth floor of Education Building 2 is the most complete history of the practice of medicine in the state of Arkansas. If only you can get to it. The vague-sounding Historical Research Center is up a tiny elevator across a short skywalk, the width of a hallway.
Good morning.
The center is run by the former head of the University of Arkansas's Special Collections and a nut, Tim Nutt of the New Dixie Nuts. And far from a crackpot, he's crackerjack with artifacts and all manner of primary source material.
This is really the first public space that we've had for the Historical Research Center in the 30 years of its existence.
So what's the payoff for students and wonks willing to brave the adventure?
We have a scrapbook, a Civil War scrapbook, from Dr. Bentley. He was a Union surgeon, and he collected these specimens. And they're parts of intestines. They've been pasted into a scrapbook. They've been shellacked. And it shows the ravages of different diseases.
The scrapbook was put together by Dr. Edwin Bentley, one of eight founding physicians of UAMS.
Some people find it really fascinating. Other people find it a little bit morbid.
Other cool holdings include the records of the county's medical society from 1869 and the papers of Dr. Oliver Wenger, the founding doctor of the venereal disease clinic that opened in Hot Springs in 1921. And then there's advertisements for one John Romulus Brinkley, better known as the goat gland doctor.
He worked here in Little Rock for a little bit. He was originally from Kansas. He had his doctor's degree from a mail order catalog. It was said that he often performed a lot of his surgeries drunk, but his main claim to fame, the surgery that he did was to increase male virility. He would implant gonads into men.
Dr. Sam Taggart used the archives extensively for his book, The Public's Health, A Narrative History of Health and Disease in Arkansas.
The Historical Research Center, in my estimation, is the mecca of medical history research in Arkansas.
One of the researchers here today is Caitlin Beasley, a 22-year-old medical historian, and she's sitting at a table poring over these letters from the Russell family of Eureka Springs. Ava Russell was nearly Caitlin's age in the 1880s when her father, a traveling physician, moved her there.
There's this traveling physician. It's actually really interesting to read. It's like traveling physician who wound up, he was in Eureka Springs. It was founded in 1880, and he was in that town in 1881. And he's talking about how, like, it was expanding, blowing up, like a bunch of people coming.
Expanding, of course, because the waters had therapeutic, even healing qualities.
And before they really knew what caused disease, that was pretty plausible. And so I'm kind of trying to study how the town adapted its advertising methods after people stopped believing just anything about medicine.
Nutt says the center is open weekdays and anyone may visit. To get an idea of the collection and a phone number, type Historical Research Center and UAMS into an internet search. In Little Rock, I'm Bobby Ampazon, Arkansas Public Media.